Welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with Julia and Philip Siracusa. Sponsored by Carnation. Airing live on United Public Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. This show's opening has been produced, edited, narrated by Gwen Luckett at gluckett.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with myself, Julia Siracusa, and Philip Siracusa. We are broadcasting live from the United Public Radio Network on 105.3 FM and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. We are fully sponsored by Carnation, so we want to thank them for their sponsorship. We love them. You'll have to do a few things in order to participate in chat. Go to our YouTube page, UFO Paranormal Radio. You could go to all of the Facebook stations, UFO Paranormal Radio Network, UFO Undercover with Joe Montaldo, News on the Flip Side, Horsefly Chronicles Radio, SoundCloud, Podbean, and Twitch, and all of those platforms. So tonight, guys, we have some amazing guests to the show. So please welcome the occult family. JR is a teacher. Kimmy is a lead therapist of the same school. Snow is 11 years old and she can see energy. And Pebble is 7 and she's a little ghost hunting princess. And she's also developing her abilities as well. They're a ghost hunting family who are from the UK. And they drive a hearse and have their very own occult room with their own artifacts. They own a haunted event company, and they've made lots of appearances on TV. So please, let's welcome them to the show.
Welcome.
Hey guys. Hi. Okay.
Well, this is exciting, right, yeah, Joel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you guys take us to like the beginning on how you guys met and how you guys became a family so interested in the paranormal?
So it's actually one of the best birthday gifts ever by myself.
And it keeps on giving. It keeps on giving.
So me and Kim met working in the same school. About how long ago was it?
About four and a half years ago.
We've always been interested in this kooky stuff, weird stuff. Obviously, Kim was a skeptic. I was a massive believer. And we've always wanted to do something different. So, for your birthday, I decided to go a bit different. Instead of going out for a meal, I thought, let's go for a ghost hunt. And it wasn't just a ghost hunt, was it? It was at the most haunted house in Europe.
Yeah, 30 East Drive, and it was for a haunted sleepover with another events company. And we didn't know what to expect at the time. We watched a movie, didn't we, when the lights go out? We packed a little bag and we went to 30 East Drive, and it's just a house in the middle of,
an estate.
Yeah, yeah. And it was... Yeah, it was a very interesting and open opening experience, and that's where we captured the pink energy. And obviously myself being a skeptic, I caught that myself and I was absolutely wowed by that. So that was about two years ago.
And then from that, we went on a few more events with a few UK companies, but then we turned to each other and went, we've got an interest, we can do this. So we decided to start our own events company, and before we do different hauntings and haunted buildings, we took the girls to have a little look around with us, so we could have a little scope around. And then that's when we found out Snow had this gift, didn't we?
Yeah. So we went to a place called the Four Crosses. And again, we don't like to do any history. It was only that other companies were hosting events there that we decided to go to this particular place. And so we went an hour down the road. We got there and we were looking around the building with the lady who owns it. She was showing us around. And on the way home, because Snow didn't say anything at that point when we were in the building, and on the way home, she was like, "Mummy," she said, "how many people were in the building with us?" And I said, "Well, it was just us and the lady who owns it." And she said, "No." She said, "There was more people in there. Do you want to tell them what you saw?" Okay.
I saw a round-headed soldier with ragged clothes on, and I saw a mum taking her daughter to the toilet, and then I saw a teenager on the landing wearing like a really fancy white dress.
So this didn't stop there though. Obviously we started collecting haunted artifacts and stuff around the house, and now Snow sees them around the house. So she'll sit there waving at people and speaking to people. Pebble sees some stuff. We've started hearing stuff.
Yeah.
It's...
I'm starting to feel energy around. Like, an example, the other evening, I was reading and I felt as if there was a presence in the bedroom. And I felt that probably about two times. And I decided to put my book down, turn over, and I said, "If you want to speak to me, just speak to me." And then I fell asleep. At 4 o'clock in the morning, Snow comes in and she says, "Mummy, I've seen something on the landing." So yeah, we're definitely developing as a family. And I always apologize to Snow, because obviously growing up, she quite often saw, imaginary friends, I put it down. I'd always say, "Oh no, it's just an imaginary friend, you know, it's normal," type thing. And so I still apologize to you this day that I kind of just dismissed you, didn't I, Snow? So yeah, it's amazing. And
that's our story, isn't it?
and we're just learning every day, and we love doing what we do, and
amazing. I got to jump in here and ask a question. Your daughter's Snow, right? How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay. And how old were you when you started to see spirits? Ghost, spirits.
How old was I? Like five, or?
Probably about five. Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you see them?
Well, I don't really remember. But when I was five, but like, I do remember stuff that I've seen like lately. So I like see like little bits of stuff, and I don't know what they are, but it's like they like build together and they make like a person or something.
So it's like they manifest,
yeah,
isn't it?
They manifest. So is this through the eyes, or is this a form of telepathy where you're seeing images in your mind of figures?
So do you see them, or do you see them in your head? So do you see them physically or in your head?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like the third eye concept,
yeah.
Where
yeah.
It's a tunnel between you and the other side. I think that's amazing that you have that gift at such a young age, because young innocents can see the other side and communicate. When do you talk to the other side? Like, do they respond if you say hello?
Not really. It's just like they move towards me.
You have a few waving, don't you?
Yeah.
A few standing there. She was standing at the bottom of the stairs the other day waving, and we were like, "What are you doing, Snow?" She's got the man waving at her at the top of the stairs. So they communicate. I don't know if they speak to you, but they do communicate through.
You did have one breathing over you, didn't you?
Yeah.
In your bedroom, and you did have to say, "Can you can you come back in the morning because I need to
social distancing
because you wanted to go to sleep, didn't you?
So that this is unique. This is the first time for me. I've been in this field a long time. This is the first for me to hear this. And I think it's unique that a family with children and the children have abilities. It's the perfect storm of knowledge and communication and development and education to the other side. I love it. I love it. Now, your other daughter's name, go ahead, say your name and your age.
I'm 7 and my name's Pebble.
Oh, okay. And do you also communicate?
I don't communicate because I don't see like a lot. It's like we go to places that are haunted. And then if I like see something, it's like looking at me, but it doesn't respond.
So she does. She started to open up. Yeah. She started to pick up on you.
Right. So to the parents, when the children are seeing these apparitions, do you also see them at the same time or you don't see anything at that time?
So we don't see anything when Snow and Pebble see anything, no. No, we don't. We've started, when we go on investigations all around the house, we started to hear stuff or maybe see little glimpses,
yeah,
but
so,
not as much as these
so,
two.
Yeah, you mind you, going back to the Plaza Bingo, you saw a similar shadow figure to Snow at that time. But no, we don't see
as much as these
what,
two.
What the girls see. I feel, I can sense, but yeah, unfortunately, my gift is not totally developed yet. That's something that we're doing.
But the children have the gift. So another question is, when they're seeing this, have you ever used paranormal equipment at the same time where like a K2 meter or Rempart would be activated as the children maybe are communicating with the other side?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is our life.
It's a very expensive hobby. But we absolutely love it. And yeah, we've got lots of video footage that you can watch.
If I give you an example, we're at an old school about a week ago, and Snow had said she'd seen a shadow walk past this door in a classroom. So we decided to sit in the room and have a bit of an investigation, see what was going on and try a few.
Yeah, we had the lasers out, didn't we,
stuff.
In hope to catch a shadow.
And we actually have a video of the shadow she said she's seen open and shut the door. It's actually on our social media, the door shuts and you see the handle move.
I've seen that.
You've seen that? Yeah, so that was just after Snow said she's seen a shadow walk past the door. And that's when we started investigating the door.
So how many locations have you all investigated as a family so far? Because there's been quite
a this year, we decided to make an effort in 2024 because, as you said, it is a bit unique as a family to go with your kids. And I don't know what it's like in the US, but in the UK, it can be frowned upon sometimes.
Oh, it's very controversial.
Controversial. And so in 2024, we decided to go to the most well-known haunted places. So this year we've been to, was it five?
Yeah, just this year, but obviously last year.
We've been to loads last year. We've been to loads. Yeah,
we've been to loads. And we've also booked for Snow's birthday this year, the first place where JP took me, 30 East Drive, for a sleepover. So, so we're going to go and do a sleepover one of the most perceived haunted places
put it
in Europe.
Yeah. So we've been to loads of family, yeah.
Oh wow!
And
I want to say that your girls are very lucky to have such supporting parents.
Yeah.
Support your, especially Snow, because you do see spirits, and that's great because a lot of children these days don't have that. So that's really, really good to have.
Yeah. I think most parents would probably take their children to see a psychiatrist, but
we've had comments about social services and everything. People have said, oh, your kids shouldn't be doing this type of stuff, but why?
Yeah, and we're professional people as well, so we do feel that we've had this calling, because like I said before, 2 years ago I was an absolute skeptic. So our life has absolutely changed.
Oh, yeah.
We're on this journey,
yeah,
and we're going with it. And at the end of the day, if the girls are seeing energy, we're going to go with it and we're going to embrace it. And, we want to know more. We want to know so much more, don't we?
Yeah, of course we do.
I love that. That's amazing.
In the UK, it's bigger in the paranormal than the United States, a lot bigger.
Oh, is
There's
it?
A lot, yeah, it's a lot more historic. There's just a lot more in the UK. I one day I hope that me and my wife can go out to the UK and investigate, because it's widely accepted, and there's a lot of different avenues where the communication can be stronger at some points than the United States. So I think that's fascinating. Now let's get into some good stuff. You drive a hearse?
Yeah,
yes, we do.
Let's get into the hearse right now. Talk about it. Come on.
So Morticia, I think we bought her about 2 years ago. She is now our family car. So we drive around, we go shopping, we go to different places. We just go everywhere now. She's ours.
She can fit lots and lots of shopping bags in. So it's the perfect car, isn't it?
So that is where we got that's the first time we heard the real life Adams family. And we were driving through the city centre of Manchester on a Saturday. And obviously you had the public were out drinking in the pubs and stuff as they do. And we pulled up on a red light, and then we stopped, and this man come bursting out of the pub, did he? And went, "Oh my God, it's the real life Adams family." And that's the first time we heard that. And then all of a sudden the press got a hold of it and we were in the papers. And
yeah.
But the hearse is, she's not a woman, she?
Yeah, everyone loves Morticia. So
we
named you after the Adams family, didn't we?
Yeah.
Everyone was waving.
Oh, yes. Everyone was waving.
Oh, yeah, most people love her, but you do get a few frowns, don't
few
you? But,
yeah.
Just wave.
Yeah. No.
It
comes to the territory. I mean, we all do. We all do, and now Phil's probably going to go out and buy a hearse tomorrow.
They're very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Really so outside, I'm going to see a big hearse right in the driveway, and I'm like, okay.
You know, it's unique.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what I was saying, it's unique, that you got the family package. You have the Adams family right here in front of us. The only thing that we're missing is Cousin It, Thing, and Lurch. Eventually, as their family tree extends, in a few more years, you might have some of these other people involved. And,
there's no more kids. Trust me.
No more kids.
So, yeah, you go, Jill. Go ahead.
I was going to ask the girls, how do your friends feel about you guys being so famous? Like, do you have a lot of friends in school? Do they understand you guys do?
Yeah, they just don't really talk about it a lot. Like my friend, she really likes it, and she said that she just likes it.
Didn't she say she wanted to go on a basement?
Yeah, I think.
So the girls were very jealous, weren't they, with us hosting events for adults. So what we decided to do was for them to host their own ghost hunts for children. So in August, you hosted your first ghost hunt, didn't you?
We've done two of them now.
Yeah.
We've done two ghost hunts. So they host them. Obviously, we're there to help out like we do with the adults, but they host them with the kids. And yes, kids come along and do ghost hunts.
And it was a sellout, wasn't it, both times. So people keep asking us, when are you going to do the next kids' ghost hunt?
Well, we're so busy. We're so busy.
Oh, that's so adorable. That's really good. Go ahead, Phil. I know that you have a question. Go ahead.
No, I'm just amazed by the story. I think it's fascinating. And here it is. Like I said, the real life Addams Family. Now, take us on an adventure. Give me an example. You're getting ready for a location to investigate. Take me through it.
Oh, right. Before we do that, you've got to get ready first, haven't you, ladies?
Oh, my goodness.
You've
got to get changed. Forever to do our hair.
These feet take forever. I put on a coat and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a normal day, obviously, we work as well, don't we, the girls go to school. So we do a Friday.
So a Friday, we're up at 6. The girls are ready for school, do the school day. We get in a quick tea, sometimes McDonald's.
I'm
not going to lie about that. we get ourselves ready and then we pack all the equipment up. We put a few haunted artifacts in the car and we drive to the location.
And then when we get to the location, we set up. We like to do like a walk around the buildings first. So before we investigate, we do a big walk around, don't we, ladies, and have a little look around. We adapt to the building. And we always get told we don't do much ghost hunting in the dark because you don't have to be in the dark to speak to spirit or energy. So if you see most of our videos or most of our investigations, that most of the time the light's on.
Because otherwise you can't see.
So we do the normal, you know, you do your call lamps and your stuff like that and use all your equipment, but we did do something on our last investigation, split opinions. We let the girls have a go of a yes-no board. Not a Ouija talking board, but a yes-no board.
However, I will say that Ouija boards created by Hasbro are age 8+, aren't they?
For kids.
Yeah.
So we let them have a go, and what did you find? Girls, how did you find that?
The yes-no board with the glass.
I love it. It's my favourite piece of equipment, and I'm so happy whenever anyone says, "Oh, come on, let's do the yes no board." I am so happy.
I think you think it's magic, don't you? Yeah. Because when it doesn't move all the time, does it? But it's a channeling tool, so. We're not saying that the boards.
We're not saying it's ghosts, though.
Yeah, we're not saying that it is a channeling tool, and that is the same with a Ouija board. It's a channeling tool. It's a neutral tool that you use to communicate.
So these investigations only last about 4 hours. We only go about 4 hours with the girls. Quite early, about seven, sometimes 7-ish, 8-ish, to about 11 p.m. And we. These guys just like speaking on live on TikTok for the fans. So these guys do, man. We try and do it a bit different, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And you know, we have all these fancy gadgets. Pebble's got Barbie cars that have been converted into REM pods. You know, so we do have some quirky gadgets, but we like to sit back as a family and just really take it in and use our senses as well, don't we?
Because we always say, don't we? Name me a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old who gets to go to all these buildings, these really old buildings on a Friday night. It's like, it's unreal. When you sit there and take it back, you're sitting there going, all right, as a family, we're in
a historic building and they're learning about the history. You know, so it's educational, isn't it?
It is, if you think about it that way. I mean, it really is. It's very educational.
Yeah. At least they're not on the streets, you know, they're not on the streets playing out on the streets late at night. They're with their family, we're making memories, and we're going on adventures, and it's absolutely amazing, and we're going to continue to do it. And
if it only lasts 2 years, 3 years, we've made memories as a family, then we'll just carry on.
I love it.
How does your family tree to accept it? Like cousins, relatives? How do they accept this?
So our family is a little bit different.
So
my dad was born Catholic, brought up Catholic, went to a Catholic school, was taught by nuns. So he's a bit different. My mum, on the other side, got told she had a little bit of a gift, but never wanted to speak to the other side because she said she had too many people speaking to her, so she didn't want to know. So she never
carried on with that, but they'd be supportive, haven't they?
Yeah. My parents, skeptics, I guess that's probably where I kind of learned that behavior from as well, didn't I? So, however, the more that we have been doing this type of work, my mum's come on quite a few of our investigations, and she's seen things that she cannot put down to science, and she wants more now as well. But I do think that you do have to have that skeptical approach as well, and separate the science from the supernatural. However, the science that we have in our world, you know,
is it real?
The science that we have probably will not be able
that's
to.
A whole different radio show.
Yeah, that is a whole different radio show. I won't get into that. We're going to get in trouble, won't I?
And friends have kind of been supportive, but it was quite hard to. Because me and Kim were quite the party people, quite sociable.
Yeah.
We got into this life now. You're going out at 7 pm, not getting until 3 am, and you want to sleep all weekend. So our life changed. Quite a bit on friendships eyes.
Yeah, friendships have changed, and it's just opened our eyes more, and we're not those party animals anymore, and we actually don't drink anymore. And our parents are like, who are you?
it's changed us as a family a lot, I think. I think we see stuff differently, don't we?
We do,
yeah.
We see the world differently.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously We do love what we do as our day jobs, because we work with children who have autism, and you know, we're making a difference every day, but we do feel that we are on repeat, we're on repeat, but then when we come home, we unleash and we're able to, you know, to be in this amazing
field, isn't it? Yeah.
World of just unknowns. Yeah.
How does the corporate world that you work for take, like, what did they say anything, or are they accepting to it?
So when, obviously about 2 years ago, we had to go and have a conversation with our head teacher, because obviously we kept on getting the papers all the time, and then we ended up going on live TV, which is a big show this morning over in England, which was a big surprise for us. So we had to go and speak to him about being on, doing all that stuff. But he's very supportive, aren't they?
Yeah.
Obviously, the other reaction to what our friends had as well, like, what are you doing, you weirdos?
Yeah.
Literally, that was the reaction of people, like, why are you doing this? Because
you've got really good jobs.
Yeah.
And it's not about that. It's not about, because we earn good money, you know, so it's not about
making money,
because believe you me, it's so expensive, isn't it, doing what we do.
But since, as it's gone down the line, our lives have gone from being known as like the PE teacher, the therapist, to, oh, there's the ghost hunters. So it's just people have, our lives have just changed totally to, our identities have changed a bit, I think.
Yeah, and people say, it's them,
we get that a lot, yeah, it's them.
What do you think, Joel? It's as well, right?
I love it. let me see what I have. I mean, I love it. Girls, have you ever gone on an investigation and got scared? Did anything ever scare you?
No.
That's good.
They scare energy.
I have a couple people in chat. Susan, she says good evening, and Sandra Williams. So hello, thank you for being here tonight. And you guys do a lot of some charity work too. Right.
We have done it. I'll tell you this story now about the interesting charity thing. So we took a Morticia around our local community and dropped off sweets for kids.
For Halloween.
So we put that out to local community and where we'd be, and we went to different towns, and we went to this one town.
And this was for a hospice.
Yeah, for a hospice.
For end of life care, and we wanted to raise as much money as we possibly could.
We raised quite a bit of money for him and give the kids a sweet. It was lovely. But then we got to one town, and because Snow's laughing, we didn't realise this parking spot in our hearse was in front of a church. And then when we were giving sweets out and people come to see us and raising money for charity, we had
I think he was the vicar of the church, come round and start, what's it called?
Blessing the car.
And praying around the car.
But it was to the point where he was circulating, and you were a little bit scared by that, weren't you?
Pebble was crying.
So you've not seen anything like that before.
Because he was on his phone, he was like running, like he was walking around in circles. It was like so weird because he's like.
I
think though, if he had asked prior and told us what he would like to do, then that would have been a different story. But it was kind of.
It was a bit, yeah.
He said, your children need to come into the church, and their gift needs to be taken from them. And we were really taken back by that, weren't we? And it was a bit of a.
We were raising money for charity. We weren't doing anything bad, but. That's the stigma you get with this role, don't you?
Yeah, I think people just see the occult as evil, black magic. It's really not about it. It's occult sciences.
I know. I agree.
That was our charity experience.
What I always say is just if they don't believe, it's just not their time to believe right now. And that's... But you can't make everyone believe, and we go through the everybody. We all go through the same thing.
We do, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that there's over 200 forms of religion, and I talked about this so many times. Everyone thinks they have the right religion, the right belief, and then when it comes to spirituality and whether you follow a certain occult or whatever, oh well, that's bad because you have to follow my religion. Well, look. You know what? You follow what you believe because you're on your journey. You're not on a religion journey. You're on your journey and your family's journey. And my thoughts and opinion is if it works and you feel good and I can see you have a strong family root, then you do it. Because who's anyone else to tell you what to do and what to follow? Because you don't follow the leading path. What I do like about you and your family is this. You're not followers, you're leaders. And when you do that, you succeed. And when you also teach other people, hey, there is another side of communication. It's not everything that everyone was taught. And, it's entertaining, but yet we're different. And it's awesome to be different because different makes you, right? And at the end of the day, who cares what anybody has to say? You know, and I know you said your dad was into the Catholic religion. Well, I went to Catholic school, and if you ask me, well, do I believe in any of that stuff that I was taught? I'll say right now, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. Because as a paranormal investigator, it's different than what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing things that you're saying you're wrong. And and I'll tell you this, I'm going to say this right now, that any religion across the board and any spirituality, when religion comes clean and the governments come forward and also say that, hey, we're not alone in the universe, guys, put that into your religion books and then maybe I'll have a thought on believing what you're saying when you're written it down and it changes hands 100 times and it's rewritten. Because it's not in there, but yet it's the truth. Yeah. So who are you to tell me what to believe when you don't even put the truth on paper, period? So I say at the end of the day, keep doing what you're doing.
And then that's exactly we're doing it.
That's what we say.
Because we all do have the gift. We all do have psychic abilities or intuition, as they call it now. And it has been suppressed, hasn't it? And again, that's another.
people are just scared of what they don't believe.
They
can't see, don't believe. People are just scared. But that's why people are scared of religion as well. It's a different side of the story, isn't it?
Yeah, but so. I do. A lot is kept suppressed from us, and we need to keep fighting going forward with that. Otherwise, we just stay stuck in the system, don't we?
I agree with you. Now, has anyone in the family connected with the spirit that helps them in a way where it gives them information on things that maybe like you need help with something, an answer, and they help you responsibly through an answer. It's happened to me many a times where you ask for the other side, hey, I need help getting through obstacles.
So we've only just really found out something. We hosted an event on Friday, and we had this lady who's very gifted, and she'd been twice, and she pulled me and Kim to the side, didn't she, in this same event, and just said, I just want to let you know that every time I see you both, there's always a lady with black hair who stands in between us. So every time she sees us, there's always someone. And on that night, this lady kept communicating with the lady who stands between us both, saying to her, just be careful of the fakers in this room, be careful of the fakers. We didn't know what to say about, but I don't think it was about that night, was it? It was about another situation we had.
Yeah.
But we've only just found out by this medium that we do have someone looking out for us and around.
When the guest went to hug me, she just said,
stood between us, wasn't it?
This lady was stood between you both holding a baby. And
so I look after the baby.
And that she was looking after the baby for us.
And we don't know who that baby is at all.
No, we don't. I mean,
But we do, but since we started on this journey, we've always said that there's someone, I don't know who, we didn't know who it was, and been looking after us for. Because when we go on to investigations, we do it a bit like, we do stuff what we shouldn't know.
Yeah.
It's weird, like let's go in that room, but it's like something's told you to go that way. Or someone's told you to do something, but yeah, we found out on Friday it might be this lady who stands between us.
Yeah. And then you have a lady as well,
didn't
you?
Oh, don't. So since I was 3 or 4, I've always had a lady pop up in my dreams. I don't know, do you remember The Witches, the film with the Grand High Witch?
And they have 3 toes.
Oh, yeah.
So we had the witch, she reminds me of her, and she appears, but since I've got to know Kim and her therapy side, this lady appears only when I'm stressed or worried about stuff.
Yeah.
But she always appears and pins me to the bed and tells me everything's fine. It's not Kim. And tells me everything's fine, but my mum said she sees the same when she was younger or when she was older.
If someone reached out to your family and says, I have a haunted location, like a house, would you go to the house or only like a building, a commercial building?
Oh, we've been to a few houses.
We've been to a few houses. People have called us in desperation, haven't they?
Yeah.
So we've done a few house calls, and they've been very, very interesting.
We do go to the houses though and tell them, we are not experts, we cannot get rid of things, we cannot do, but we just say, we'll help you out, we'll investigate and see if we can find anything. And the one lady's house we went to was unreal, wasn't it?
Absolutely unreal, and we captured a growl, and you were on the Estes method, weren't you? And you had, she's got all the money comes through, and that didn't mean anything at the time, did it? But after speaking with the lady, her face just dropped, didn't it? And she just drained, and she was white. And she said that is what is going on in my family life, and obviously we can't get into that. So intelligent information did come through there.
So we do go to people's houses.
And you guys, you guys have an occult room that you store artifacts.
It's literally just there. It's in our garbage. We started collecting haunted artifacts. We got the first one, didn't we, about 2 years ago?
Yes.
And then we just started getting sent stuff to us by different people, like dolls, Tamagotchis. Else we got mirrors, pictures.
Wow.
We've got a
roly-poly,
we've got a daycare doll with a
colouring
book.
Yeah. We've got all sorts. Yeah. So they kind of reside in our
garage, but... Did you say a haunted prom dress?
Haunted prom dress. Where a lady...
Haunted prom dress?
Yeah, so apparently a young girl wore it for a prom, didn't she? And didn't get back out of it, apparently.
Yeah. It was found in a... was it a thrift shop? It's from America. It was from America. So we're doing research on that dress now. We've not had anything intelligent come from that.
No.
So, you know, we've got quite a lot of haunted artifacts, but we like to do our own research as well. They're carefully sourced, or they've been donated to us as well. So by spirit mediums or other paranormal investigators. So yeah, we've got some quite active artifacts.
Yeah, it's decent. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And where do you get them from? Just all over, where people send them?
Yeah, we have people get in touch with us all the time, and we turn away quite a few as well, don't we? Because we don't think they've got much like history, or they're not haunted in our way. But
yeah, I think a lot of people are like, oh, do you guys want this? And sometimes we feel that it's coming from not the right place.
Yeah. So they're carefully sourced, and they're carefully given to us by different people.
So what would you guys do if you were approached to do some type of a reality show or a TV show? Would that be interesting?
Oh, we've been approached quite a lot of a few times.
Yeah, several times
by people to see if we wanted to do a few shows. Where we all looked for, our main aim when we first started was to try and bring the paranormal
to the mainstream.
It's still
classed as taboo, isn't it? You're crazy and what have you. But we know that it isn't. So we have had several production companies get in touch with us, and we are in a contract at the minute. And we're hoping that things go smoothly. And obviously, we're not allowed to speak about it.
How did I know that? Because it's not public, is it?
it will be amazing, won't it? It'll be amazing. If we are fortunate enough for it to air. Get ready.
I would be excited, and I would be a fan for sure. Girls, would that excite you guys? Is that something that you want to do?
Do you want to
excite
you? Yeah. They've been on so many TV shows before.
They're just like that, whatever.
This is the norm for me.
I could just see that. They just go with the flow. They're just like, okay, what are we doing today?
Well, you could probably see him looking them out and just like that.
Yeah, that is
the big moment, guys. Yeah, I don't really understand sometimes out of age.
Do any of your friends ever ask, like, I want to go on an investigation, I want to do that, or anything like that?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
God, I'm waiting for you to finish your.
I talk too much. God.
No, some of the parents, they don't know whether they want their kids to go on ghost hunts at the school that they go to, but other children who are at the school have been on their events before.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I do think your friends think that you're really cool.
I think so too. Right? I get that feeling.
I would be documenting everything you do in a journal. If you have it, I would start, because I could see this becoming something. So I would definitely document it. Every investigation, how you prepare, the kids prepare, because I can promise you someone's going to pick it up and say, you got a nice storyline here that's unique. The other thing is, I would like to ask your daughter a question, Snow, because as I listen to her voice, again, myself and my wife, we have ability, and I like to ask her, do you feel like when you go to certain places that maybe you have been around before, you've been there?
Well,
So the places that we've been before, do you feel like you've been there before? Or
so say we went to Four Crosses, do you feel like you were there before you went there? Do you feel like you've been there in the future, another life? Or
maybe, but I feel like I have been there before. But I don't know if it actually is just like pub vibes or
pub vibes.
There's Four Crosses, obviously. Yeah. I mean, we do like to go to the pub and meals and stuff like that, don't we?
Do you feel like you've been there before?
Kind of.
No, well, that's a question that I actually haven't asked. That's a really good question, that is, Phil. Yes.
You know, I'm asking that for a reason, because when she's speaking, the vibration of her is kind of like she's an old soul. She's been around before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. What do you think about that,
Sam? You've reincarnated.
Very gifted. And I do believe what you said before, too, that you guys have a lot of protection around you.
Say again, sorry, Julia.
I feel like you guys do have a lot of protection around you.
Yeah, we do. We have been told.
We hope we do. We get told, obviously, you guys have got the gift, but we get told by guys in the UK who have got a gift and stuff that say there's a lot of people who look after us. It's nice to know, but obviously we can't see, so yeah, it's really nice to know.
Yeah.
Can you see any darker energies around us?
Honestly, I would be the first to tell you, I see unity, I see solidarity, and I see a strong family root. I like where it's going, because it's different, and it's an exploration to the other side, and yet you're living part of the lifestyle and you still work for the corporate world with your practices. So having said that, it's like the, like I said earlier, it's the perfect model and storm of this family that, hey, they're saying, hey, there is another side and my children have abilities and we're out there and we're doing our part, and follow us along because we're going to take you on a journey. And I think that's fascinating.
We feel like we have this calling and we feel that we need to give this message to mainstream. We really do, and we will, and we are.
It really is a calling, and you know, some of us have it, some of us don't. And I believe as your children get older, it's only going to get, they're only going to get more developed and more into this and learn more. They're going to be very talented.
Take us on a bucket list of the future. Like, what do you want to do and go? Like, do you have places that you want to go out there in the UK that you haven't been to?
The UK, I thought you were going to go. She's just people saying Egypt. She wants to go to the pyramids. She wants to do the pyramids.
I've got this draw to pyramids.
Yeah, pick me up when you go, because I want to go too.
we'll all go together. Yeah,
we'll
all right, I'm going to go pack your bag now.
The UK is what's the house called? Enfield.
The Enfield.
So there's a house, a really well known house. I don't know if you've heard of it, called the Enfield Hauntings. Actually, Ed and Lorraine went over there from the US over into the UK. And so it's a house called the Enfield Hauntings. And it's actually lived in by a normal woman now, just built that house. But apparently, it's a really, really active house. And no paranormal investigators can get into it, can they?
No.
So we would love to get in there and just. Yeah. Take snow and see what happens.
Yeah, and I think the Tower of London as well, I think.
Tower of London, yeah.
But the pyramids, I'm just drawn to the pyramids and the hidden treasures within. And Area 51.
We'll get shot and we'll die, and you know.
Yeah, I love UFOs, yeah. So they're a thing. Hopefully, we'll see that soon. But that's another story, isn't it? Where would you like to go? You've said somewhere in the US before. Yeah. What's that?
The boat.
The Queen Mary.
Yeah, you have to go to the Queen Mary.
I don't know what it was called. That's a good one. Absolutely.
And didn't you want to do where the Shining Twins were?
The Shining Hotel.
The Stanley Hotel.
Well, you will. I feel positive that this family's going to go places. I could see it. Let's go in order now. Give me one word that describes you and what you're doing in paranormal. Just one word.
Unique.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. Who goes first? You said unique. Raise your hand.
Aww.
Okay, next. I like that.
Good answer.
Spirits, and did the mom go?
Mine's just hidden.
One word. I need one word.
Hidden for me.
It's hidden.
So what's the word? Hidden.
So you got for hidden, haven't you?
Yeah, because there's so much hidden, isn't there? I can't think of a word right on the spot now. Disclosure. There we go.
There you go. That's a good one.
Okay. No. We're going to stay with hidden because hidden was reading a bell. I'm doing it for a reason. Hidden was reading a bell, and you didn't want that. Wasn't the word, but it is the word. Okay. So what do we have?
So we have.
What'd you say?
Unique.
Spirit. Truth.
And hidden.
I love it. Unique. Spirit. Truth. Hidden. Unique. Spirit.
There we go.
Truth.
Hidden.
Now, if you think about that, just think about that. There's a meaning to that. So your family, who was going to discover the hidden truth uniquely, spiritually.
Love that.
Very cool, Phil.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, I love it.
So echoing.
Am I echoing?
No, you're echoing a little bit. But hey, so we got a few minutes left. All right, everybody. So again, I'm going to tell you this. I didn't know you were coming on in the last couple of weeks for some strange reason. I have Pluto. I like Pluto TV. And I've been watching the Addams Family, getting back into like the 60s and, you know, and I kind of like the theme song. So I'm just going to go ahead and...
Beneath the underbooky, mysterious and spooky, they're all together. The Addams Family, the house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a stay up. The Addams Family. Sweet. So get a witch all on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
That's right, folks, and here they are, the real-life Addams Family on Horsefly Chronicles Radio. My prediction for this family is they're going far. They're going places. T TV, documentary, even a major motion picture one day. Keep up what you're doing because you're doing a great job. That's right. You're hearing it right live from Phil Siracusa and Julia Siracusa on Horsefly Chronicles Radio. This is where we're bringing you the real life Adams family. We have the words. We have the storyline. We have reincarnation, old souls, and a unique family that's discovering the truth and letting it beyond the veil to the world. And you know what? You're brave for doing that. See, now, if my kids were to do that, I'd probably get killed every name in the book, knowing where we live, you know. But what I like about what you're doing is you're taking posture, you're firm on your movement, and your movement, whenever you're firm on your belief goes far. So never give that dream up. And also, so we have your bucket list, the pyramids, which is mine, so you will have to pick me up when you go. Keep a documentary, like everything written like a journal. You know, I really see that happening going forward, like something big. And news, you've already been on the news. I've seen that, right? You're on like the local news out there?
Yeah, quite often.
That's great. So before we wrap up the show, and girls, I know, what time is it over there where you live?
2 o'clock.
2 in the morning?
It's 2 in the morning, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's okay because you're the Adams family, so that's acceptable. I mean, we don't sleep. And me and my wife, we sleep upside down because we're bats. But having said that, tell people where they can find you and all that good stuff.
So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, all under the name of The Occult Family.
So follow, like, and share.
Follow, like, and share. Just get us out there. Get us out there. So The Occult Family on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Nice. Julia, any final words?
I love you guys. I wish you guys the best. Girls, you are so beautiful. You keep doing what you're doing and don't ever let anyone stop you and get in your way.
Keep going, girls.
Yeah. Farewell.
It's very nice to meet you. I know you're probably really tired and want to hit the bed. Well, you may want to go drive around the hearse around the neighborhood. I don't know.
Well, thank you guys for coming on tonight. We really appreciate you guys coming on. We know it's late there. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Special thank you to Carnation for fully sponsoring the show from day one. We love them. And please join us this Monday night on the United Public Radio Network on 107.7 FM and 105.3 FM from New Orleans. Thank you, everyone, and have a great night. Good night.
All right, let's wave. Let's wave goodbye, everybody. Come on, everybody, wave.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good night, everyone.
Good night.